Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a short break, I gotta tell you. We got to work on extending the breaks over the next couple months. Can we do that too? Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Thank you, Chris Felica, for jumping on. Had some thoughts there. If you missed it, if I don't know how this works, if he gets cut off, go check out the podcast. You should be subscribed to the podcast anyway, so you're up to speed on everything happening with the show. Bet Sweats on the podcatcher of your choice. Certainly iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we will do a Survivor first look in about 20 minutes. But first, let's look at NFL awards. A lot of places we could start. We'll start with MVP. Because now Drake May is in the top three. So our headline last week, he's entered the chat. He's in the top four. This is real. And then he performs like that again. Now he's the top three. Mahomes, still your favorite after last night. Josh Allen 4-1, May 5-1. But the name that keeps coming that everybody's talking about, it's not any of those quarterbacks when it comes to the MVP. It's about Jonathan Taylor. And now it's down to 18-1. That's the best price that you can find, Sam. We started the show yesterday talking about it. I said, not for me. I understand why. I get the thinking. Here's the scenario. Here's why he could win. But I'm not betting it. You still there?
I didn't bet it. It was funny. We talked about it to kick off our show at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. And then it also became a conversation during Bear Bets, which we taped at 1 o'clock Eastern, 1 p.m. And here we are the next day, and the 20s are all gone. So that's just two betting shows in a very massive ecosystem that are having the conversation. And it only takes a couple people to hear that conversation and go, yeah, I'm in. $20, you know, $25, $50. Doesn't take a ton to move it off the 20. I remember texting with Schwartz about this 2 weeks ago. And he said, Taylor's 65-1. And I looked at it and I thought, nah, I can't do it. And now it's 18. I'm like, well, you're a dumbass for not doing it. Like I had the opportunity to bet 65, and I didn't want to bet 65 because before the season, we're talking about 150-1. So I thought, I don't want to be late to this party. I'm not going to do it. Not going to bet 65. And now
it's 18. I just looked at our buddy Barry Rosner's ticket that he sent me that when he was asking on Sunday about Taylor's chances. He's got the date on there. What do you think the date was? Like, give me a ballpark.
September 3rd.
Later.
September 4th.
2 weeks ago from today. 150-1. Sam's just hanging his head. Yeah. 150-1 2 weeks ago.
Good for him.
Damn. didn't win anything, but I'd like to have that ticket. I mean, we all would, even though I don't think he's going
to
win.
I would like to. I would like to definitely have some of that. That's the part that you ask yourself. Like, if you bet the worst of the number, is it going to win? Like, that's what I was taught a long time ago. Like, you don't want to be the last one. When the train is leaving the station, you don't want to be jumping onto the caboose and holding onto the rail as your legs flap in the wind. Like, that's not how you want to bet in anything. Running backs get hit so many times. And I think that's my big concern. Like, you have to weigh the pros and the cons. Pro, he's an exceptional player running behind the best line in football for my money, and they're probably going to have a chance to be the number one seed in the AFC. Con, he's already done a lot of the heavy lifting, and the price has evaporated in front of our very eyes. Con, he gets hit 40 times a game by oftentimes guys running full speed. So I didn't bet 65. I didn't bet 20. I'm not betting 18. I hope Barry Rosner wins. I hope it's a great celebration. Maybe he'll invite us all. Probably not. I'm not betting 18. I definitely will not be invited. No, for sure. Definitely not. 18-1, Joe, I just can't. I can't do it. I don't know why. I just can't.
Taylor is minus 250 for OPOY. Minus 250. I got a JSN ticket. He's second favorite, plus 475. CMC down to 13, 14 to 1. I need a Taylor injury in the worst way. Sorry. That's what it is, man. You think that's anybody holding a JSN ticket not thinking the same thing? He's got to get hurt.
So last year when I had Barkley, I just said, I need Derrick Henry to slow down. You're like, I need Taylor to get hurt.
I know we're not supposed to say it, but that's no, where people's heads are at. It's football. 100%. He's a running back. It happens.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. I applaud you for admitting it. We do say what we think on this show, believe it or not. It's a position where, again, you are contacted at a very high rate, and it's usually by guys, safeties, linebackers that are coming at you at very high speeds, relatively speaking, of course. So, you know, the other thing too, because he's had so many monster games, here's what people do as voters and people that perceive these awards. He's going to have that game where he has 50 yards and no touchdowns, and people are going to go, there it is. That's the game. He just lost the MVP. And it's like he has to do so many things every single week. And at the first sign of a non-sexy, productive game, that's going to be it. So the game he doesn't cross the goal line or the game he doesn't crack 50 yards, that's going to eliminate him. That's unfortunate, but that's how the voters think a lot of times.
100%. Here's an award we have not talked a lot about. And I'm just looking at it today, and I don't like betting numbers like this. But I just, outside of an injury, I don't think this player is losing this award. And it's Dak for Comeback Player of the Year. You can find him at plus 105. I clicked on it assuming he was going to be at least probably in that Taylor range, minus 250. But he's not, because CMC is kind of hovering as the second favorite, Hutchinson third, Daniel Jones fourth, even though I don't think he's even eligible for the award because of how they've changed things with the voting. This is Dak's award. It could change. It changed last year where I think it flipped to Burrow in the second half of the year. I forget who the favorite was. It was a stupid number, but if Dak plays the rest of the year, just based on the numbers he's already put up, the weapons he has, he is going to win this award. Now, do you want to bet at plus 105? Probably not, but I think he was the favorite to start the season as well, so I don't think there was ever value on Dak.
I'm just closing my eyes and envisioning Jake sitting in the shoebox right now, parlaying Dak comeback and Scheffler Masters. Like,
yes.
I can see it. I can visualize it right now. Because you still have the plus price. Granted, the smallest plus price at even money. But Dak, Scheffler, you know Jake is thinking about it. You know it.
For sure. He's going to have some numbers for us later. No doubt about that. So Dart is still your favorite for offensive rookie. He's about even money. Now Scataboo's out. Neighbors was out. Their defense sucks. Can do whatever you want on the ground. Run on them all day. They're not going to have a lot of wins. Is Dart still winning this award? He's priced like he's going to win this award.
How many wins do they need? That's my initial thought. Because if they don't win five games, I don't know. I think you got, obviously, well, not I think, I know you got an outstanding number at 30-1 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
But the team also has to start winning games. Not a ton. You don't need 8-9 wins, but you can't have three. I don't think. And they've had a couple things go to the wayside. I mean, losing that game against Denver, I mean, that could be the thorn in your side there. They've lost a couple games now by one score. They've lost, well, he didn't play against Dallas, so that was a rough. But with Dart, you know, you got to have some wins. You have to. He's got the one against the Chargers and the one against the Eagles. How many do you think he needs? Like, how many wins does Jackson Dart need to have under his belt to win this award?
At least five.
So he's only got two. He needs three more.
Yeah, you can't have three or four wins and give the quarterback that doesn't have great stats the offensive rookie of the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know New York bump, that comes into play as well. But I would think it's got to be a handful. But you look at the other guys in the race. Ibuka, he got hurt. He's playing, but he's done nothing in 3 weeks. Tyler Warren is popping from time to time, and he's on the most interesting offense in the league. Tet McMillan, he's been okay. Genty done very little. Judkins got hurt. He did nothing when he was healthy against New England over the weekend. Gadsden's 50-1. Travis Hunter's 50-1. I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about Hunter being involved in the offense more moving forward. If he starts scoring touchdowns, I wonder if he can be part of this. He's 50-1. The point is, those top 5-6 names, there's nothing to get excited about right now. Or I'd say even over the last couple of weeks.
No, and Ibuka's got the lingering injury. So he's a snap or two away from missing more time. I feel like this market is sort of akin to the Heisman market, where we know the market, we know who the heavy hitters are, but do we really like any of the heavy hitters at the current prices? I mean, there's no way I'm betting Dart or Ibuka. What about Tyler Warren? if he keeps this production up, another great pick by the Bears, by the way, to take Colston Loveland instead of Tyler Warren. Just line them up, all the decisions that could have been. Tyler Warren's been very, very good. He's sitting 5-6-1. Maybe he's the guy.
You know the last tight end to win this award, right?
No. Greg Olson?
Mike Ditka.
I knew it was a Bear. By the way you asked it, I knew it was a Bear. I did not think it was Mike Ditka.
It was a long, long time ago. Maybe it's time. If nobody else wants to take it, maybe it's time for him. I thought Garrett might be the favorite because he got 5 sacks on Sunday. He's still not. It's still Parsons. Garrett's the second favorite at 3-1. Anything else you find interesting as far as any of these awards?
Yeah, the defensive player. I guess, you know, we just kind of rotate through all the different guys that get to the quarterback. I feel like the books are guessing at this point with defensive player. And then defensive rookie, Abdul Carter. Like, is it his? Is it
what's he
is he
done?
The guy? I don't know, but he's. You ask 10 people, 8 of them say Abdul Carter. Look at the price; it's +110. I agree.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't heard Abdul Carter's name twice this season, and I've watched a fair share of his games. I've never heard the announcement. What a play by Abdul Carter! Like, you don't hear that.
Okay, over under Carter sacks on the season. I'm setting it at a half. Over or under?
I don't think he has a sack yet.
It's a push. He's got a half a sack.
So he doesn't have a sack.
Correct.
Why is he? That's what I'm saying. Why is he +110? Because he plays in New York?
Part of it.
The Giants are 2-6?
Yeah. Well, you need somebody else to take over this award. I know. I would never bet it, but who do you want? There's a top three. Campbell +320, and then like it just drops way off into the 20s. Maybe you go hunting for one of these names. Maybe one of these guys on the Ravens, like Mike Green, steps up. He's 30-1, something like that. But it's an award where, okay, I don't believe in the favorite. I think people are just expecting him to take over at some point, but we haven't seen it in the first half of the season. Another Giant. You can't give both rookie awards to Giants when they suck, which is probably what's going to happen this year. But they might. Joe O. Sammy P., first look at Survivor on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.